In our last episode,
yo, Rock, how's your hammer hanging?
Hey, Bullwinkle, you know what today is?
Let me see, it's got to be the 25th anniversary of when Al Gore invented global warming.
Joe, you see the game this weekend?
Did you see the movie that was on after?
Love Letters from Liam.
Hi, folks, I'm Harvey the Arby.
Yeah, ain't she a beauty? I saw one just like it, the Brutus, this morning. Said he was gonna take Caesar for a ride.
We need to find a job. Yeah, but who would be dumb enough to hire us?
Well, it's a beautiful day at the ballpark for another exciting game.
That's right, Phil, and I gotta tell you, I'm starving for a Ward's chili dog right about now.
So is it true what they say about oysters being a turn-on?
Yeah, I like that.
Get a room. Jeez, freaking mollusk. All I think about is getting shocked.
New York City. Crowds mingle in Midtown for this mighty metropolis, making for the magnificence of the fabled Nokia Theater.
I'll take your order, please.
Yeah, I'd like a large coffee, a blueberry muffin, and a low fixed rate mortgage, please.
Don Pardo. Saturday Night Live.
In our last episode,
I'll try to get Dudley Do-Right on his cell phone.
Hello, you've reached the cellular telephone of Officer Dudley Do-Right of the Royal Canadian Mounties. If you wish to speak with Officer Dudley Do-Right of the Royal Canadian Mounties, that's me, press 1.
Doggone it, I'm coming. It's Boris and Natasha.
Okay, Moose, let's get show on road.
Hey, everybody, it sounds like someone else is arriving.
Probable that annoying Canadian cop.
It's Dudley Do-Right.
Hey, Mountie, you suck.
However, our mild-mannered Mountie is also known for his razor retort and quick comeback.
Well, as we say in the Mounties, Mr. Boris, sticks and stones may break my bones.
Ha! I knew that one in third grade.
One more bully girl coming up for Mr. Boris Badenoff. Gee, Officer Do-Right, are you okay?
Oh, yes. I love parties and I love to sing.
Hey, Rock, come here.
Yeah, Bullwinkle?
I just checked outside. Do-Right's horse has a flat. Should we call AAA?
Will Natasha and Boris bunk at Bullwinkle's bungalow? Will Dudley be able to fix that flat and fly to free his friend, Nell? And if so, will he write himself a ticket for driving drunk? And who's going to clean up all those empty polygirl bottles?
Not me.
Join us for our next exciting episode, Two Peas in a Pod, or We Ain't Got a Pod to Pee In.
I hate that rap.